North Carolina's largest health insurance company is raising the cost of its plans on the insurance exchange that's part of the Affordable Care Act. But the hike by Blue Cross Blue Shield shouldn't affect the pocketbooks of most customers. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
Insurance on the Obamacare exchanges is getting cheaper in some states, but not in North Carolina. The Kaiser Family Foundation studied 16 big cities nationwide and found that average premiums for a benchmark plan will decline slightly next year. Most of those cities have at least five insurance companies competing on the exchange. In North Carolina, Blue Cross Blue Shield easily dominates. It's the only company that offers plans in every county. And those plans will be 13.5% more expensive on average next year. Patrick Getson is the company's chief actuary.
The population of the ACA group is older and less healthy than our customers have been in the past. Many of our younger and, compared to other pools, healthier individuals stayed in grandfathered or transitioned plans.
Getson says it's simple. Insurance companies spend a lot more on health care for older, sicker people, so plans with higher percentages of those folks cost more. In actual premiums, one of Blue Cross's most popular exchange plans will increase from $364 a month to $421 a month for a middle-aged person. But the increases won't impact what most customers pay. That's because 9 out of 10 Blue Cross customers on the exchange get a federal subsidy. Adam Linker of the NC Justice Center says the way the subsidy works,
the amount you pay for premiums is capped as a percentage of your income. Basically, if you get a subsidy, you're almost entirely shielded from rate increases.
People with a transitional plan won't get any help. That's what Blue Cross is calling the plans that were supposed to be canceled last year before consumer outrage caused President Obama to give companies the option of offering them again. Getson from Blue Cross says they'll be more expensive.
This group will see an average increase of 19.2%, but it is important to note that even though they have a higher percentage rate increase, many of our transition plans are some of our lowest cost plans.
Meaning they'll still be cheaper than plans on the exchange. The exchange, transitional, and other individual market plans altogether make up a small percentage of what Blue Cross offers. Most people get insurance through their employers. A Blue Cross spokeswoman said the company does not release average rates for that market. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.